This is a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Merritt Auctions. With over 100 years of combined service, learn more at MerrittAuctions.com. I'm Dustin Huffman. Being joined by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, what are we seeing in those grains here as we start this Wednesday?
Hey, good morning. Yes, we were a little bit higher across the board. Corn, beans, and wheat were all a little bit higher. I think there's probably two things, Dustin, that are driving the market. The first one probably is a little bit of short covering before the big June WASDE report on Thursday. The funds are quite heavily short a lot of these commodities. We're not looking for any massive changes in this report. On the corn, at least on the beans and wheat ending stock size side of the equation, relatively muted. Corn is going to be the one everyone's looking for. The corn export pace has been on fire, to put it bluntly. Okay, so now the question is, how aggressive are they going to be revising that export demand up? Some people say it's 25 million. Some people say they need to raise it 50 million. There's a few people out there saying it's going to be a 100 million increase. And if whatever they raise that demand by, it will drop your ending stocks lower, which is going to take it down below 1.4 billion bushels. The closer it is to 100 million, the more bullish response hopefully we will get. So that, I think, is causing a little bit of profit taking. The other thing we're looking at is weather. Obviously, that dominates the conversation this time of year. In general, it's been a coolish spring, and in general, not too dry. A lot of the long-range weather forecasts maps all winter long hinted that we would turn warm and dry into the Western Corn Belt. Maybe, Dustin, we're starting to see a little of that transition. Some of the maps went warmer overnight and took some of the rain out. The 6 to 10 days talking above normal temperatures. The 8 to 14 days talking a little bit above normal temperatures. So maybe we're going to start putting a little bit of weather premium back into the market, being the fact that, hey, it's only the first third of June and we've got a long summer to come.
You can catch my full conversation with Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net under the podcast tab at IowaAgNet.com. We'll come back and take a look at the numbers right after this.
With over 100 combined years of auction and real estate experience, the team at Merritt Auctions is prepared to help you gain full exposure to the market and achieve maximum return on your assets. Specializing in live auctions, timed online-only auctions, and virtual online auctions, Merritt Auctions gives you options to fit your goals. With offices in Iowa and Indiana and the ability to travel nationwide, the team at Merritt Auctions is ready to handle all aspects of your sale. Visit MERITauctions.com today to learn more.
July corn up 1.25 at 440 even. December new crop up 3/4 at 440 and 3/4. July beans down 3 at 1054 and 3/4. November new crop down 2 3/4 at 1028 and a half. On the Merck, June live cattle are down 55 cents at 226.52. Feeders for August are down 260 at 310.55. Lean hogs up 25 cents at 108.45. Pork cutouts unchanged at 115.75. That's opening markets.